Information without barriers. Audio information sheets for migrants in Italian, English, French, Arabic, and Urdu.
Residence permit for study reasons. What is a residence permit for study reasons? The residence permit for study reasons is a permit issued to non-European persons who want to come to Italy to attend a course of study, university, or training lasting more than 3 months. Can it also be issued to those who are already in Italy? Yes, it can be issued to foreign nationals already residing in Italy who intend to continue their education or training following conversion by postal kit postale, of their residence permit in these situations. 1. To an unaccompanied foreign minor under certain conditions upon reaching the age of 18. See the fact sheet, unaccompanied foreign minors. 2. In the case of a permit for foster care and child integration. 3. In the case of a permit for social protection and victims of domestic violence, both referred to as special cases. 4. In the presence of an European residence permit for long-term residence issued by another European member state. How can you come to study in Italy? To enter Italy, you will need to apply to the Italian diplomatic representation in your country of origin or residence for a study entry visa. Depending on the course you intend to take, you will have to submit specific documentation. For example, for a university course, you will have to submit the pre-enrollment application to the university of your choice using the telematic mode through the Universitaly portal. For other courses, you will have to document guarantees of your schooling, professional training, or the cultural or research activity to be carried out. Remember that you will also have to document guarantees about your livelihood. The financial guarantees can also be provided by Italian and foreign entities or citizens, and not just by your parents. You will be required to have an insurance policy for medical treatment and hospitalization, unless agreements or conventions are made with the country of origin. You will also need to have the availability of accommodation through hotel reservation or declaration of hospitality provided by an EU citizen or foreign national legally residing in Italy, and finally, a passport or other travel document. What do you need to do when you arrive in Italy? Within 8 days after entering Italian territory, you will have to go to the post office and request a postal kit for issuance renewal of residence permit. Then, you will have to present yourself at the competent questura, police headquarters, on the day of the appointment to apply for the issuance of the residence permit for study reasons. What is the postal kit? The postal kit is an envelope containing within it forms to be filled out, to which documents must be attached. Inside the envelope, there are also instructions for filling out the forms. What documents do you need to submit at the post office? You will need to submit Form 1 of the completed model 209, photocopy of an identity document, photocopy of university or training course registration documents, photocopy of a health and accident insurance, photocopy of evidence of adequate financial resources, photocopy of evidence of an elected place of residence. How much do you have to pay for a study permit? A 16 euro revenue stamp, 70 euro and 46 cents postal bulletin for the issuance of the residence permit longer than 6 months and in an electronic format, 30 euro postage cost for insured mail assicurata postale. What happens after you submit these documents and pay these sums of money? The post office will deliver to you the receipt, so-called insured, assicurata, of the submission of the application, which allows you to consult the status of the application in the area stranieri, foreign area, on the Portale Immigrazione website. The booking of an appointment at the immigration office of the Questura for the delivery of the original documentation, the same that you inserted in the photocopy inside the envelope of the postal kit, and the taking of your fingerprints. On that day, remember to bring with you the insured receipt, passport, your old permit, 4 photos, and the receipt for the payment of the €70.46 bulletin. While waiting for the appointment, you will be already a legal resident in Italy. In fact, the insured mail certifying the appointment at the Questura, together with the passport entry visa, will prove your legal presence. What is the duration of the residence permit for study reasons? A study residence permit varies in duration. Usually, it can last from 6 months up to 1 year. However, it can be renewed until it covers the entire duration of the course of study being attended. What to do to maintain and renew a residence permit for study reasons? The application for renewal has to be submitted to the Questura before the expiration of the permit, or, in any case, within 60 days, by sending the postal kit, enclosing documentation showing that you are still enrolled in the university or training course. In the case of single courses, at the end of the course, you may decide to enroll in a degree program related to or consequent to the single courses taken. In the case of enrollment in a degree course, it may also be different from the degree course for which you were authorized to enter Italy. The residence permit for study is renewable for up to 3 years beyond the duration foreseen for the chosen degree course and can be renewed in order to obtain a specialization or a PhD degree. In the latter case, it is renewable annually for up to 1 year beyond the planned duration of the course. What happens if you do not reach the course credits? In order to renew your residence permit, you must have passed at least one exam during your first university year, 2 exams during the other university years, and you cannot enroll beyond the 3rd year out of course. In the case of serious and documented health reasons or force majeure, your residence permit can be renewed even if you have passed only one proficiency test in the year following the first. Can you travel with a study permit? You can travel to Schengen area countries for periods of less than 3 months without fulfilling any formal obligations and exempt from any entry visa. Can you work? Yes, but in subordinate employment for a maximum of 20 hours per week and 52 weeks, for a maximum limit of 1,040 hours in a year. Can you get a health card? Yes, you can apply for voluntary enrollment in the national health system, paying a flat fee that was recently increased to €700 per year. Alternatively, you can take out a private health insurance policy. Remember that before you leave your country, you must compulsorily sign up for the health insurance that covers treatment and hospitalization recognized as valid by the Italian consulate. Will you be able to convert the study permit into a work permit? Yes, the residence permit for study can be converted into a permit for employment and self-employment even before the expiration of the residence permit, without the need for the availability of a programming quota provided by the Flows Decree, Decreto Flussi. To convert it, you will need to activate the telematic procedure on the ALI Services portal, enter into the contract of residence for work, or obtain the issuance of the certification attesting to the existence of the requirements for self-employment, and then present yourself at the single desk, Sportello Unico, of the competent prefecture, Prefettura. Will you also be able to convert it into another permit? When your residence permit for study expires, you will be able to convert it into a residence permit for awaiting employment of 1 year's duration, only if you have obtained a degree in Italy, doctorate or university master's degree, bachelor's degree or the specialist degree, academic diploma of first level or second level, higher technical diploma. The residence permit issued for the purpose of seeking employment or starting a business consistent with a completed educational path has a duration of not less than 9 months and not more than 12 months. The residence permit must be valid and not expired. However, this condition should be interpreted flexibly. The delay in submitting the conversion should not be a hindering cause. Can you convert it into an EU residence permit for long-term residence? No, but still the periods of residence with the study permit will be counted toward reaching the 5 years of residence required to obtain the long stay permit. Can you reunite your family members? It is possible with this permit, but only if you meet all the income and housing requirements set forth in the regulations. See fact sheet on family reunification. After how long can you apply for citizenship? The residence permit for study reasons only in the presence of residency allows you to count the time of stay in Italy required to apply for citizenship. You can apply for it after 10 years of continuous residence if you meet the necessary requirements: certificate of Italian language level B1, annual income of 8,263.31 euros over the past 3 years. Translated and legalized birth certificate, translated and legalized criminal record certificate of the country of origin. See the melting pot fact sheets section for more information. Sheet realized by Rosario Marra, Stefano Bleggi, Serena Lamarca.
Information Without Barriers, a project of Melting Pot ODV realized with the support of the Otto Per Mille funds of the Waldensian Church. The fact sheets are available on meltingpot.org